I am your host, Katrina, and with me is the illustrious, brilliant, creative, wonderful, sensational Rachel Leishman. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Katrina.
So long since I last saw you. It's like, oh, God, what, like at least 23 hours.
No, less than that. 17 hours.
My dear co-host from Pedro Pascal, who are we talking about today?
The loves of my life, the family I wish to be in. We're talking about Chewie's family. We're talking about Itchy. We're talking about Mala. We're talking about Lumpy, the best little family in Kazakh.
We love it. I love it.
What's wrong with you? I said Kazakh. Kashi.
I'm really excited to be talking about this family, especially because like I just watched that one special about the Christmas or about the holiday special.
Disturbance in the Forest?
Yes. I just finished watching that and I loved it so much. So like now everything is super fresh in my brain and yeah, I'm really excited. So tell us a little bit about the first time you saw these characters and what your thoughts were.
So I am a millennial, but a younger millennial. So I did not have the luxury of people around me having a VHS tape of the holiday special as many did in the 80s and the early 90s. Everyone I knew who would have that VHS tape were like my brothers and my brother's friend. And they had already like passed it on. So I like just knew this thing existed, but did not know how to watch it. Mm-hmm. And then if you recall, Katrina, there was a time in like 2009 to 2013 where everyone said, you know where I'm putting this thing? On YouTube. Mm-hmm. And so that's where a lot of the younger millennials were like, yes, I'm going to watch the holiday special for the first time on this very grainy quality YouTube.
It was terrible. It was like a 1x1 screen and it was on YouTube. So it was like grainy already, but then it was also pixelated depending on like your internet connection.
This was 2009 YouTube. This was not like today's
This
YouTube.
Was like 600 and what, 20p or something was like the highest that we got. So yeah, so it was a trip. And I remember that era too, because like we had so many parties that were like, at least with my college friends and stuff, that were attempts at watching the holiday special. And we would make them parties as well so that if anybody's attention went somewhere else, they had stuff to do.
Oh, see, I watched it still in high school. So around 2010-ish. And then I watched it in 2000 and probably like 18 or 19, because my friend at the time and I were doing a podcast. We're still friends, but at the time we were doing our Harrison Ford podcast and we were like, we're going to have to rewatch the holiday special. So it was like, all right, I guess I'm watching the holiday special and talking about Harrison Ford in it.
That special is great. I love my favorite Han moment is where he just like fakes out that stormtrooper and he's like, look, what's over there? And then he like pushes him off of a freaking 100-foot like tree balcony. Like,
yeah, because in Kashyyyk, they live in tree houses. Like it's Endor. Like they designed it because that was like the only time in that era that we got to go to Kashyyyk. And so it was like, this was our entry into where the Wookiees live and like their vibe, and you're like, and this was before Endor, and then you go in there, you're like, just kidding. The little teddy bears who use guerrilla warfare to fight, they live the same way the Wookiees do, who are 8 feet taller than them. Genuinely hilarious. But I remember Lumpy just not speaking English, so no one what he was saying.
And God.
Lumpy maybe watching porn with his grandson in the house. Like, so many things about this family that I love. And I miss them daily. But Mala is in Solo. So, he was watching it in the living room. So it was like, he didn't even go into, like, a room. He'd be like, come to watch my program.
He, like, slaps on his Oculus Rift and, like, kicks back.
It's genuinely hilarious to watch this movie, if you want to call it that. It's a TV movie. It's a TV special. And, like, be thrown into Chewie's family, and you're like, great, this is established. And then they just never address it until Solo.
Yeah.
Like, we're not
touching. And that's, like, it's in the blink of an eye, too. It's like.
Oh, but I remember seeing her in that trailer, and I was like, she's there! Like, I was so happy that mom was there, because I was just like, they're doing it! They're bringing her back!
We love Mala in this house. We love her so much. There were some, like, good Mala moments in, like, the expanded universe, too. And I hope
we get more of them. I love Chewie's badass wife.
Oh, yeah.
Forgotten for a minute, and then they put her, like, listen, genuinely funny that, in theory, she could have been in Empire Strikes Back. Mm-hmm. She could have been in Return of the Jedi. She could have been in that one scene that Chewie is in Revenge of the Sith.
Mm-hmm.
She could have been when Chewie comes back in The Force Awakens. Could have been when Chewie comes back in The Last Jedi. Mm-hmm. But they waited until all of those movies came out. And then Solo was the only one who had the gumption to be like, we're going to let everyone know. Yes, Candace just
informed. That wasn't Mala. That wasn't Mala. According to Wikipedia, that was not Mala.
Oh, goodness.
It's just a random Wookiee that he's, like, friends with.
No! It's
you Mala. Think he would leave his wife?
Mala. Wow, don't tell me my boy's cheating on my girl.
Do you think he would just leave his wife, though, like that?
He does all the time. What do you mean? He goes running with
one. Empire, like, I feel like they need some time. Okay, but that was not Mala. According to Wikipedia.
What is her name?
I it could have been him. I don't know, but I'm looking at Mala's Wikipedia.
Who is she? Rachel is on the war path.
Maybe maybe they're Nepali. You don't know. We don't know.
Oh my goodness.
I am.
Okay, I'm going back to my producing behind the scenes.
Oh my gracious.
But I had to. I'm here for accuracy, y'all.
Ron Howard, I'm saying this here and now because I looked, there's a Screen Rant article I'm looking at. He confirmed in a Screen Rant interview that it was not Mala. Ron Howard, if you don't tell me who this trifling woman was who was with my boy when I thought Mala had come back into my life.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, I didn't look any further. I was like, it's Mala, bye. And she looked no further.
Wow.
In that moment. But oh my goodness. Now I'm angry. So basically, we got this. We got our girl in just the holiday special. And we have seen Chewie, who I love dearly, so many times.
Yeah, and it sucks because, like, I'm looking at the Wikipedia article for Chewie's family, and, like, really in canon, they're not really mentioned by name except for his son, who we know him as Lumpy, but his name is Lumpawaru, and his normal name is Waru.
Wait, hold on. Candace has now informed us of something further.
Ah.
That Sagwa was the Wookiee that Chewie had a very affectionate head touch with.
Hey, you know what?
They have a forehead touch? I can't remember.
About non-toxic masculinity. Yeah. If this encourages boys to hug their friends more.
That's between Han and Chewie. Let me see.
You can have
boys, it's okay to hug your friends. You can touch foreheads with your friends, guys.
Next time I see Rachel, the first thing I'm going to do is put my forehead against hers.
When I see you in March, just forehead up.
We're gonna, you know what? We gotta go to Disney and meet Chewie and do the forehead thing.
Forehead touches all around. Yes.
I'm
glad everyone just clunked their heads together.
I've never been angrier learning that I had thought I got my girl back.
And
in my brain, I just never looked any further. I had just decided was like, there she is. There's my girl. Bye. I'm not looking into this. Mm-hmm. As you were saying, their names, we're calling them. I think Itchy's name is just, what is Itchy's name? Is it Itchy, just Itchy?
It's Adichituk.
Okay, no wonder they call him Itchy.
Itchy,
But yeah, they all have much longer names. So does Chewbacca, and everyone just calls him Chewy.
Yeah.
But
yeah, Mala is Mala Tobuk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lucasfilm. You know what you can adapt that would let my girl come back and would give me Alden Ehrenreich back as Han Solo? Not to go back to what Katrina and I talked about on our podcast, literally
yesterday. But
you can adapt Life Debt. And then we would, in theory, I don't remember if Mala's in that book. I read it years ago. But if you adapt it, you can be like, and hey, Chewie, here's your family.
Mm-hmm. And you can add in more scenes and it would be great. Or you know what? Honestly, look, man, this is going to be controversial to say, but if there's a possibility of a Star Wars Holiday Special remake that is as good as the Lego Holiday Special that came out starring Chewbacca's family, I'm about it. Give us more Mala.
What would really be fun and would test the patience of all of those people in the world. I am not one of them. Love to watch foreign films with subtitles. But all those people who are like, I just can't watch foreign films because I don't like reading subtitles. Give me a movie about the Wookiees, just purely not in English, just with subtitles.
Yes.
Give me the beginning of this holiday special, but just put subtitles on them so that we understand what the Wookiees are saying to each other.
Yeah.
But just no one, everyone's on an even playing field. We all have to read the subtitles because it's not in English or whatever language it would be for you. Genuinely, that's the movie I want. And I want Mala to be the star and her and Lumpy need to go find Chewie because Itchy has been stuck in the porn realm.
They can't unhook him from the porn realm. It's like part Star Wars,
the Oculus on.
Part Ready Player One.
His
little space Oculus.
Who would be on his space Oculus porn?
Okay, who is like, I think like maybe we could get like, I don't know, like Janelle Monáe to do it.
That'd be good.
Because that's a good parallel. They would be great. Like, they Diana would
be
Ross.
So good in that. Yeah, they would be so good in that.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. We're just coming up with ways to make the holiday special but better. I could watch 20 minutes of Janelle Monáe doing weird shit. I've done it before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watching them just like sway with like, but we would still have to put a Jefferson Starship song in here, even though Jefferson Starship was not. Like probably the weird band that you're like, why them would be like the Kings of Leon, which would make me very happy.
Love that.
But
a 30-minute Weezer concert.
Yeah, he's watching Janelle Monáe dance, and they're dancing to "Ooh Wee Ooh." I look just like Buddy.
I love it. Yes, send it to print.
But yeah, I simply think that. Now I'm angry. I thought I had
Look, this is why
Sagwa.
This is the sad part of loving Glup Shittos, is just like discovering that the content you thought you had is not really the content you thought you had. But thankfully there's a bunch of stuff that goes on in Legends that like happened to and for Chewbacca's clans. Let me just go on and over. I'm gonna go to Mala's page. Here we go. Let's go back to their first meeting in the
expanded universe. It's not in Solo.
Man, she's got the way they chose to draw her here is not great.
Does she have huge boobs? Because that
she has like weird like Wookiee boobs and stuff in her. Anyway, Mala first met Chewbacca on Kashyyyk when they were adolescents. She saw him for the first time as he made what she referred to a reckless show-off jump from a rosher tree made over a needlessly long distance, flirting with death, an utterly childish thing to do. Maybe, like, this is cute because it reminds me of, like, maybe Chewbacca, when he looks at Han, he sees, like, a younger version of himself. But
oh, I thought you were going to say he sees Mala.
Oh, whatever. But yeah, but apparently this jump, the thing is about this jump, I'm sorry, I went somewhere else with that. But the thing about this jump is that it impressed her so much that she started having a crush on him. So he just jumped really high.
He was 100% peacocking to get her at 100.
Yeah. And that led to Chewbacca trying to flirt with her and Mala not being able to flirt back. And they just had like a cute little awkward courtship.
I love it. Here's the thing. These are my love shadows simply because my favorite character in Star Wars is Chewie, which I know people think is weird because they're like, sure, no, it is. Chewie is my guy. Multiple people on our podcast, producer Ashley, watched me cry because Chewie, I was like looking for Chewie all day in Galaxy's Edge and I wasn't seeing him. We were just sitting and then he appeared out of the back to go walk around the park. And he literally made fun of me because I was like going like with my arms up and down. And he was like, oh my gosh, yes, girl, I'll hug you. Jesus. Because like my love of Chewie knows no bounds. So it is unsurprising to me that my clip shadows are just Chewie's family.
They're so cute. I love it.
Because my other one is an EU character that they keep threatening will get brought into the main timeline and then they just never bring her. So I'm just sitting there like,
I love how that's a threat.
It was that. And then my other favorite characters are Jaina and Jason Solo. So when Rey and Ben appeared, I almost called him Kyle. That's why I paused. I was about to be like Kyle Ren. when Rey and Ben showed up, my whole thing was I was like, are they going to be the twins? Are you going to give me the twins? Is this the twins? And look at me. I have egg on my face. Like, every character that I love that is not an established character in the Star Wars universe who we know will be back, I get scraps. So I'm just so sorry. It's fine. I'll write it myself and then I'm going to go up to Disney and be like,
here.
Well, between this and Star Trek 4, I'm just doing free labor. I'm going to be like, here's my script. You can make it. Don't even pay me.
Oh, I think it would be cute to have like a little anthology series about Chewbacca's, like a Berenstain Bears, but for Chewbacca.
Yeah, or Goldilocks, and Goldilocks is just Han Solo. Like, give me a show with Alden Ehrenreich's Han. Because let Harrison Ford rest, he don't want to do it. Alden Ehrenreich's Han on Kashyyyk. Just staying with Chewie and his family. It could be like Three's Company. Like you can literally have the theme song. It's like, come and knock at our door. We've been waiting for you. Where the kisses are hers and his. Wookiee Company too. And like just have Han back with that family. Because I want to see it all. I think it's so much fun.
I just love the idea of like, I don't know, the Han not quite understanding like his standing with the Wookiee family, like, and just the, okay. So like, as I say this as in like, cats don't necessarily have, they don't realize that like you are their human owner. Like you are some like rank of their cat clan. And like, I love the idea that like Han doesn't quite understand that they don't, that like Mala sees him as like a pet, or
yeah, he's 100% their dog. Han Solo is Chewie and Mala's dog. Because when you stop and think about it, Wookiees live for like hundreds of years. Isn't like Chewbacca canonically like 800 years old or something like that?
Like something like that. Yeah,
they live hundreds of years. So when you stop and think about how our relationship to dogs and cats work, and birds and whatever animal we want, and how we outlive those, and that is why we consider, like, we don't, that's not why we consider them our pets, but it is and Solo is 250, so then in theory, by the time, oh my gosh, Candace is up here, so he's 190, so he's probably like 250-ish by the time you get to Force Awakens, so still hundreds of years old in compare, and he's young, I think, like, he's not old in any way, shape, or form. So in comparison to Han, who is now 80s, at the time 70-something year old Harrison Ford, yeah, that's your pet. That is Happy and Benji. Like, that is me and my cat, who is going to die before I do. Like,
no, that's never. How... He'll never die.
Hopefully we can just inject him to live forever, Gene.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I just 100%. I've always said that. I'm like, no, Han is their dog. Like, mm-hmm. everyone's like, oh, Han and his dog. I'm like,
no, you got no, that that's Chewbacca's dog.
Put the
that's,
collar on Han.
That's he's like his little service dog. I've seen, I saw that tweet floating around where it's like, yeah, Han does all the translating. He's like Chewbacca's service dog.
Yeah, if found, return to Kashyyyk. Like, that's what it needs to say on his neck.
Mm-hmm.
But in. In Shirawook, like, it needs to say.
That's amazing. Like, Chewie comes back every few decades. Like, you won't believe who Han met at the human park.
How would you write out Shirawook?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know if that's.
Is that a thing?
I don't think that's a thing yet. Hold on. Let's see. Let's check Wikipedia.
I want to see the written language.
No, it doesn't look like it's written yet. Hold on. If it would be anywhere, it would probably be like at Galaxy's Edge, but it looks like Shirawook hasn't been specifically written. It's only been translated.
How do you translate all, Sam? What? People are nuts. I love us nerds.
Like, it's been romanized when they translate all the languages. Yeah, so there's no examples of written Shirawook just yet.
Great. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Write mm-hmm. that out.
Note that down.
What Chewie is saying.
Put that on your to-do list, Disney.
Let's get a dictionary. Including the sound thing where you hit it and it just pronounces it and you're like, great, thanks. I'm learning on Duolingo so I can talk to Lumpy.
Yes. Oh, that would be so cute.
He needs a friend. Aww.
They should, honestly, if Disney were smart, they would have their own translation app that you could use in each of their parks. And if you take that, Disney, you are obligated to hire me.
Yeah, talk to Chewie with it.
Exactly, like translate in Shirawook. Like, you can go beyond, like, oh, be able to talk to our French employees and ask them where the bathroom is.
Yeah, that talk to
R2-D2. Talk to R2-D2. Like,
C-3PO, I hope he dies.
Oh my god. Oh, that's for the Glup enemy episode.
Me and C-3PO forever.
Glup Hato.
Yeah, that little I'm gonna put my head right between your kiss, ruin your romance. I hope he burns.
So rude.
All of it.
So rude. Mm-mm-mm.
This is a positive podcast.
Not when I mentioned
producer note.
Ooh, Rachel got in trouble. I think that's a wonderful point to like wrap the positive madness up. Well, Rachel, thank you so much for coming on and talking about the Baccas, the Chewies, the Chewbacca family. I hope one day that we get to have a show about the Chewbacca family and that you get to write it.
Yeah, and then he answers for Zagwa.
Had a little boyfriend on the side, huh?
Yeah. Tell them all about it. Honesty is the best policy. Maybe they're poly, and that's fine and dandy, and I love that for them. But I would like to have an explanation.
Yeah.
Why that was not Paula.
Just flesh out Chewbacca's relationships beyond Han in general.
Yeah. Would love to see it.
Where can we find you on the internet, Rachel?
You can find my work at The Mary Sue. You can find, and Collider. You can find mine and Katrina's podcast at Pedro Pascal, where we talk about Pedro Pascal, the actor, not a Wookiee. You can listen to my other work at The Fordcast, a Harrison Ford podcast, and also Cinema Sips, where me and my brother talk about movies.
May force be with you and may all your little guys become canon.